You have a lot of data. I mean, talk about extremes. Like, you save all the data here.
It was hard to show, though, actually. I'm sorry.
I bet. I mean, he typed it all in after looking at these sheets and pages.
Yeah, unfortunately, then, you know, I saw him doing that, and I was like, oh, yeah, you can import that.
The last
Can you figure out a way to do that?
So, of course, too, I had, like, probably
I'm
6 hours of data left, so I just finished it by hand.
Oh, geez. So it might be a recommendation for the future, right?
All right.
So,
where's my
You don't recognize what that is? That's the University of Virginia.
Oh, my.
Yeah, designed by the very first architect of the United States, who was? Yeah, Alex Jefferson.
I went to Monticello. That's what I thought it was.
It's a similarity to Monticello. Yeah. What's really neat is you have this at one end, and then you have these corridors, outdoor corridors, and you have classrooms and residences, a very large area, courtyard in the center, and that's where the library was, and the whole idea was that the professors and the students all lived in those quarters, and they went to class and had the library, and it was a really neat way to do it. It was unique, his design. It was wonderful. Ready to
show. Hi everyone, my name is Omar Hashem. Today I'm going to be covering the geothermal system at the Development Center. First I'm going to be giving you an overview of the system, the history of the system, the problems that occurred, and obviously the solution that LPU came up with, and then I'm going to throw a couple charts at you guys. So, the Development Center, the geothermal system was put in place beginning of the design, beginning of the process of the design. At the beginning, they did a couple of test drills for the soil just to figure out what system it needs, the separation of the wells, and whatever is going to be required to be able to cover up the need of the building. According to these test results, they determined that the system was going to be requiring 88 wells distributed on a grid of, I think it was 12 by 12. Actually, it was 12 by 17. And as you see here in red, that's where the wells were located. Obviously, during the summertime, they figured out that the system wasn't working as good as it was supposed to. First, they blamed it on software problem. I think the company that was responsible for that was Johnson Control. And then they blamed it on the software system. The software system wasn't the problem. They went to the equipment that was installed, and that wasn't there. And then they finally settled that. They actually figured out that the wells that were the best wells that were done, I don't know who did the mistake. Someone did the mistake, but the study was wrong. The grid that this system was put in place wasn't efficient enough. Actually, it was overheating the soil. So the fluid that was going in the ground was heating the ground. And actually, it was sometimes it was going higher than what the temperature is in the outdoor. Should I wait?
No.
Okay. So,
making sure someone isn't waiting to come in for an exam, I'm sorry.
All right. I was supplied by data from June 12th to June 28th. This data was given on a half-hour basis. So here you see in blue is, okay, let me tell you first. The liquid that was going underground was supposed, let's say it had temperature X, it was supposed to, by going underground and coming back to the system, was supposed to be 10 degrees lower than what it went in. And if it did that, 10 degrees would have been perfect. But the middle is 10 degrees less of what was going underground. And then the red, actually the red is the supposed number that we're supposed to get. And then here you see the blue not even reaching these levels. And even though we had like an easy summer this year, the system wasn't performing.
Go back. Can you identify the axis of what's
the
temperature on the vertical?
Okay, temperatures are vertical, and then this is the timeline. Like I said, it's a half an hour.
It's impossible.
I have two screens at home, so I stretch that chart as big as I can, print screen it, and then that's the only way you can be able to see the differential.
Can you cut part of it off, not start at zero, start somewhere
else,
and then
pull
it this way?
The problem is the length.
But I mean, can you pull it this way? I think that might help.
It will help.
One thing you can look at in Excel, you can like double-click that bottom horizontal axis.
You know what? I came out with all the data on the bottom. I just cut it so I can put it on the screen. So.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you can, you know, it automatically is going to go from end to end.
Okay.
But you can fix a value. So you can go in there and say, I want it, you know, from this day to this day. And just trim off
that. Yeah, one extra short just like the day period.
Or, you know, like I was suggesting to you guys, you could maybe have that out and then pull out a section of it and enlarge it and have your data and showing it as, you know, an example. And same thing for that.
See, like, now when, the stop line is representing the level of flow of liquid is going. The system has five pumps for cooling. And each system has a maximum, 90 gallons per minute. So the total was 540. If you look at, this is the top. Some of them even exceeded the maximum. So for, let's say at this point, if you can trace it back down, the system worked, but that's what it worked at its maximum. And usually it was not supposed to work that way. And it wasn't even a hot day either, so. High light and dark are the night temperatures, and the light one are obviously the day. We have the bottom line actually is the temperature outside the building, so.
Which one are you playing for?
The bottom one,
okay.
So actually the fluid was even hotter than temperature outside, so it was failing all the way possible. This is, like I said, these are the exact cool line that I had before, and in this sense, like, you see that it doesn't reach the level it's supposed to. So. This is a close-up look on temperature that for the supply, temperature for the expected supply, and the daily temperature on the exterior. So obviously you can tell that it's not performing well.
Could you put, this is the best one. It really is. It's the clearest to see. But if you could put a little key on it, and since some people are colorblind, can you have maybe dashes?
I know you told me to do that. I can't figure out what to do.
That's trouble. In Excel, I'll help you with it. Yeah.
So, that's the new plan for the new geothermal system that was implicated outside. It has 33 wells. Separated, I think, 12 by 27, something like that. I'm not sure. I think it's 27.
It's like 15 by, am I reading it wrong? It's just hard to see. 25
Actually, it's 25 by 25.
25 by 25. Okay.
Obviously, it's a larger grid than the one they had first. This grid is connected to the existing system. So the system is connected to the existing system. So the purpose of it is not actually to solve the problem that the old wells are doing, that they overheat, that they can make it down. It's just actually covering up what the negatives are, plus overdoing to cover up the need of the building, which is on 30 tons of cooling. So I don't know how that's going to work out. We don't have any data for that yet. So hopefully for the next group, hopefully it's hot enough that they'll be able to pull up, especially if it's in June or July, they'll be able to pull up the same exact way compared to what we have here. And let's see.
Remind me when you speak next. I have that section I show you that they put in that you can actually show them. You know, to,
Yeah, that's they even use newer fires that has that colors larger. It separates the supply and repair in this way. It won't affect each other by going up and down. So. I don't know, it's going 300 feet underground actually too, so, and this is a picture of the new system. You notice these are wells and then, here, this is how they all connected back together, and then, here you see it connecting back to the system existing now.
Comments, questions? I know you guys are fighting us a bit. Somebody wants to ask questions at this time. If these add slide numbers, I realize that this is difficult to analyze. I think you have more pictures that might be good to indicate here and spend more time explaining.
No, I thought it was like 10 minutes. So I just like, let me try it for a second. Yeah, but I have the pictures now.
Okay.
I got them on hard drive today.
Very nice. I am so proud of all of you. I'm going to remember this class. And please keep in touch. And very soon, we need to settle a time on when we can meet next time to make the presentation. On the 22nd, by next week, my buddy over here and I are going to have a paper, the first paper to be presented, which will be presented in Albuquerque in June. There are other opportunities. I really want to hear from you if you'd like to present on what you've done, and you might want to pair up with someone from the next class or someone here or me. Okay? So keep in touch. When are we going to do our next presentation? All of you are getting that. No one's moving away, right?
Who's the, who are we presenting?
Okay, Andrew presents Joe Reiser, so we will have to find the time that he's available to. Like to make it fairly soon. We'd also like to present to the new class, and we might be able to do that all at once.
That's what I would
think. Okay, and then we'll need a presentation to Upland Hills. We either can do that here or there.
We should try and invite them that same day.
It would be nice to invite them the same day. Okay, the class is scheduled on Tuesdays from 2 to 5:40. Okay. It might be nice to do it like on the first or second week. Okay, that would be the ideal. And so, what is it? We start on the 12th, I think. So that's, I believe, a Monday. I'm not sure. 12, 11. 11? Okay, so 11 and 12, 13, 14. Either the 14th or the 21st, if that's right.
You said Tuesday?
Or excuse me. Yeah, I'm sticking my head out here. So it would be the 12th or the... 12th is the first day of class. Okay, so the 12th or the... It'd probably be better to do it the second week, I would think, the 19th. Why don't we shoot for the 19th? Does that sound good for everybody? Put it on your calendar. The second Tuesday, starting at 2 o'clock, and I don't know the room number right now, but you can look it up. Okay.
I might have jury duty then. In January. I got to check this out. You know, I think I have it on
my calendar.
You may have a good excuse that you're involved in a grant and you have to
present. The 13th, so as long as I don't get called in.
Alright, I'm going to take you guys a picture. You guys just listen to it. Okay, so thank you. I applaud all of you. It's wonderful. Thank you for coming to this class and all the wonderful work you did. So it's one group I didn't get a picture of. If you guys can stand up by the screen, I'll take a picture.